Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, March 23rd, 2010. For Stephen and Brooksine Weber, we prepare these messages each weekday morning. Our goal is to both encourage and also instruct in the Bible. Today's message is titled, Watch Out, and is based on two texts, Mark 13:5, the words of Jesus, and then a brief text from Hebrews 12, verse 2.
Watch out that no one deceives you. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus.
Brooksine and I took an early morning walk on our favorite trail shortly after awakening to this beautiful sun-filled day. In the course of our walk, we found ourselves relaxed and remarking about the beauty of the day and God's goodness to us. But as we were casually talking, we were also being watchful. There are many broken branches on the dirt trail. Some branches have fallen over the winter months that forced us to veer off the trail and into the field till the path is cleared again. Often smaller branches clutter the trail, which could easily roll an ankle. I am especially watchful of Brooksine ever since her fall nearly 2 years ago now, which resulted in a broken ankle.
Did you say overprotective?
I think I probably
watchful.
Am.
Okay.
Further along, we approached the paved trail along the creek, and there we found ourselves walking a quicker pace, but still being watchful. Fresh droppings from the geese often litter the paved trail, along with flattened frogs and other critters that didn't outrun the deadly wheels of a car. In fact, today we passed a very flattened frog.
As we walk in the ways of the Lord from day to day, we rejoice. We rejoice in the privileges and blessings that come with our position in Christ. But at the same time, Satan persistently strategizes to deceive and tempt us in a variety of ways, so that we must be ever watchful and always on our guard. He indeed remains a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Or as the classic hymn warns us, for still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe.
I was on a Christian site sometime back that had a link to an appealing screensaver that claimed to be a washer for the inside of your monitor screen. It opened up to a cat licking the inside of the screen, and it was really cute. It's the kind of thing I might want to share with a friend to bring them a chuckle. However, when I clicked on a link that came up alongside it that indicated it was a screensaver of the image, it had a very unseemly image completely unrelated to the first one. I immediately cleared it from my computer and cursed the darkness. Incidentally, I'm confident that the Christian site I initially got the link from had no idea of this sordid link trail.
Deception thrives in many forms. A fundamental safe driving principle that most all of us learned in our driver's training classes is watch the road. But distractions abound, seemingly more now than ever before. It's amazing how many people are talking on the phone or texting even through dangerous intersections. In fact, I'm reading a book right now about a woman who had almost lost her foot on a motorcycle due to someone that was not paying attention and texting and ran into the motorcycle. Of course, we do read these disastrous results from such negligence every day in our papers, and some of you have suffered from these consequences in your own personal lives.
It's the same with spiritual distractions on our most important journey. In the first daily text, Jesus warns his followers to watch out concerning deception. Watch out means to turn the thoughts or direct the mind to a thing, to consider, contemplate, to look at, to weigh carefully or examine. In other words, pay careful attention.
We are to fix our eyes on Jesus. The word translated fix is a very powerful word that means to look away from one thing and to concentrate on another. Let me say that again. To look away from one thing and to concentrate on another. It's in the present active, indicating a call to continue and actively take a part. The Amplified Bible puts it this way, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. We need to keep an eternal, spiritual focus in life, and we do so by keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus.
All three of the Synoptic Gospels, that is, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, record a message known as the Olivet Discourse. so named because the Lord shared this as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives. According to the chronological chart of our understanding, this message was given early in the week of his death, perhaps Tuesday or Wednesday.
It's a long message that has a lot to say about the end times. However, he begins the sermon with the daily text, "Watch out that no one deceives you." Although I believe we do well to hear this in a general sense, he specifically says, "Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and will deceive many." So thus, foundationally, we need to be on guard that we are indeed following and serving the legitimate Christ. Since Christ spoke these words, there have been and are presently many false Christs. This may be a self-proclaimed individual or a contrary belief system. In our own lifetime, false Christs have come and gone, and surely more will be coming, culminating with the Antichrist.
Today we need to not only hear, but heed the words of the one and only legitimate Christ. We have in the Holy Scriptures a most certain and dependable record of his life and call to each one of us. Let us indeed keep our eyes upward toward Jesus as we walk onward on life's highway to heaven.
Let's pray together. Jesus, just as Peter confessed, I too confess with my lips and declare with my life, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Satan, the champion masquerader, seeks to weaken my confession of faith, but will be proven ineffective as I fix my eyes on you, Jesus, the author and perfecter of my faith. In the flurry of constant activity and daily struggles, keep me watchful, always looking to you so that I don't stumble and fall. And yet, by your grace, should I stumble and fall, you do not cast me down, but uphold me with your right hand. It is through your mercy that I will be faithful to the end. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, we have an additional note about deception. Our message tended to be a little longer today and actually had additional materials in the course of our study, as well as a link to a powerful passage in 2 Peter 1, 12 through 21. We also have some photos on our site today, some more photos of our morning walk that you may find interesting. We have a beautiful spring-like day today, although it might be a little bit overcast as we conclude our message. It was bright and sunny earlier this morning. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's where we post these messages weekly, and we also archive them. We have them going back to 2005. This is the message we have prepared for Tuesday, March 23rd, 2010. As usual, we also post some songs that we feel would be related to the message. One is The Voice of Truth with Casting Crowns. We referred to the song, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, in the message. We used a line from it. That is a video available by a group we recall when we were in college or very early in our ministry called GLAD, and an a cappella version. And then there's another song as well. Well, thank you for joining us. Brooks Seen just chuckled. Amongst our sights today was a rooster on the back of a pony who seemed to be enjoying getting a free pony ride. And I actually took several, and finally I got close enough that I startled him and he jumped off. But this one's a bit farther out, and you can see the rooster riding on the pony. Well, have a blessed day today, and remember to continue to watch out that no one deceive you.